Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
A sad day yesterday for comic book fans, superhero fans, really just most of us in general. Marvel Comics co-founder Stan Lee passed away yesterday at the age of 95. He'd been battling pneumonia and had vision issues. Now, Whitney, you said earlier this is someone you haven't really heard of.
I had never heard of him. I'm not a comics person, so I had never heard of him.
You probably have heard of a lot of the things he created. Spider-Man,
yeah.
Black Panther, The Incredible Hulk, the X-Men, Iron Man, The Fantastic Four, and The Avengers.
Yeah, I might know them.
I mean,
as you said Marvel Comics.
There's been a couple of movies
that
have done okay. Yeah. You know, Disney bought Marvel back in 2009 for $4 billion and proceeded to turn his comics into some of the highest grossing films ever.
Wow.
His wife of 69 years, Joan, died actually in 2017.
Aww.
And his last couple of years saw him engaged in a series of legal battles. So a very, very sad end, but 95. And certainly his impact will be felt probably forever.
Yeah. There is a winter storm watch in effect, believe it or not. We went from like fall to now all of a sudden winter here. From this evening through tomorrow afternoon, it's in effect for Wayne County, Northern Cayuga, and Western Oswego counties. Heavy lake effect snow is possible with accumulations of 5 to 10 inches possible in the most persistent lake snows. The conditions could make travel and your commute tomorrow morning very difficult. So plan ahead for that and plan to brush off your car. Again, if you live in Eastern Wayne, Northern Cayuga, and Western Oswego counties.
How about this for a savage or sensible? A Canadian ice cream manufacturer is selling pints with messages designed to help customers dump the people they've been dating.
Oh my God.
The pints feature messages like, "It's over," along with blank lines for the name of the dumper and dumpee. The pints serve a very important need. This according to Nora's Non-Dairy in an email to Munchies. They say, "These pints serve a very important need. The need to break it off with someone without too much drama, time, or awkwardness."
Well, so I'm looking at a picture of the ice cream right now, and it says, "Dear blank," so in this case, "Dear Lauren" is the name used, "It's over, sincerely blank." So the messages are, "I can't do this, it's over, and we're done." It's interesting.
No one's going to actually use this to break up with someone, right? That they actually have any feeling for whatsoever.
Maybe if like you got cheated on or betrayed in some horrible way, it might be kind of funny.
It's a little revenge.
Yeah. That could leave it outside their door.
Yeah. I mean, there's the nice part if you have a jump start on having your ice cream.
Yeah, there you go.
Saves you a trip to the store.
We've been talking this morning, this hour, about having trouble trying to conceive and miscarriages. Speaking of that, Michelle Obama's transparency in her new memoir, Becoming, which hits shelves today, might help soften the stigma surrounding miscarriage and infertility. In her new memoir, the former First Lady reveals that she had a miscarriage when she and Barack Obama were trying to have children 20 years ago, and that both of their daughters were conceived through IVF.
Oh, wow.
This was not public knowledge.
I was going to say, I don't think that had come out before.
The Associated Press reported that the Obamas turned to IVF after the miscarriage left them feeling alone, quote, failed, and quote, broken. 1 in 10 women will endure the extreme emotional grief of miscarriage, and yet, despite the prevalence of miscarriages and infertility, it's still something mostly talked about kind of in hushed voices with little resources being advertised loudly.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. Either that or it's sort of like, just people say it casually like, "Oh yeah, she had a miscarriage." It's like it's not validated. I don't know. It's not given the appropriate amount of reverence and like support for the grief that you're going through. So hopefully, having someone as influential and powerful, of course, as Michelle Obama discussing miscarriage and pregnancy loss will allow others to feel more comfortable discussing their own experiences and improve the resources available.
For sure. Again, like anything where there's any kind of like stigma, and I don't know why there would be a stigma attached to this, aside from maybe that you do feel like a failure.
Well, like something's wrong with you, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's what people feel like. I know my aunt and uncle had problems conceiving and ultimately adopted both of my cousins. And I think that they experienced sort of this like, shame of like, well, what's wrong with me? Why can't I have you know, why can't I have a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Several other celebrities, I looked into this, by the way, have opened up about miscarriages, including Halsey, Mariah Carey, Beyonce, Brooke Shields, Barbara Walters, Nicole Kidman, the list goes on. But one story in particular really stuck with me, and that was the story of a TV anchor, Sarah Walsh, who admitted in a 2017 Instagram post that she experienced a miscarriage during a live broadcast.
Oh my God.
Of Sports Center. And kept going.
Jeez.
Kept going. She said she was, quote, scared because no one knew she was pregnant.
Oh,
so
wow.
She just kept doing the show.
Just kind of tried to hide it. That's,
well, and wow. That could be, there can be contractual stuff. Mm-hmm. You never know. Cause like she's, I don't know. I don't know why she was scared to like reveal it. But nevertheless, her husband was helplessly watching the whole broadcast and the whole thing unfold from 1,000 miles away. He was texting her hospital options during commercial breaks. Just a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I think part of the fear of talking about what's going on or what's happened is a product of us as a culture not really talking about miscarriage at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like we say the word miscarriage, like people know what it entails beyond the baby was there and now it's not. I mean, I don't know without Googling it. I don't know exactly
what goes into it.
What goes into it.
And then the emotional trauma that follows it.
And not to mention the emotional trauma
and physical.
But not to mention also what, you know, what the father is going through. There's, I don't hear any resources about that because the father's going to go through that loss as well.
Yeah.
Not just the mother. It just bottom line, need to be more open about it. And there should be no shame.
And this kind of ties into our True Confessions, too, by the way.
Well, right. It does.
Again, if you missed it earlier, this woman reached out to us because she feels guilty over it. But her honest reaction to her friends and family getting pregnant is that she gets upset and she gets mad and she gets sad. And she knows in her head that I'm supposed to be happy for them. Mm-hmm. But I can't based on the struggle of trying to have a kid yourself. And that may involve miscarriages. That may not. But that's completely normal, by the way. And we've got a lot of calls coming in, and we'll get to those coming up in a few minutes here at 222-9800. I did want to read this text, though. It's really quick, Whitney, going back to the Stan Lee thing. Did you see this one?
The Stan Lee. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who passed away.
Right. Yeah.
This texter. It's kind of ironic that Whitney doesn't know who Stan Lee is, even though she's a lizard person who might be straight out of a comic book.
Oh, my God.